Welcome to the 20s podcast, where we talk about everything they didn't tell us. We get into friendship, love, self-care, health, and all the other challenges that we face during our 20s. I'm your host, Ken, and sit back while I spill the tea and we go over the dirty, raw details with our friends. This is not just another podcast. Well, maybe it is. But this is a collaborative conversation of friends just trying to get through it. Welcome to the 20s. Welcome back to the 20s podcast, where we talk about everything that it did not tell us. It is your girl, Ken. We are here. I'm recording a little differently today. I'm recording a bit earlier than I usually would. Usually I record like maybe the weekend before or like the week before, because that's usually like when I have guests and like how everyone's schedule lines up. But I'm recording things early because, as y'all know, like, I don't need to say it, it's Gemini season. It's been Gemini season for like 5 days. I don't know if y'all knew. I don't know if you're getting a hint, but I'm a Gemini. My birthday is coming up, and so I'm going on vacation. Okay, I vowed to myself after 2020, like in 2020 actually, that for my birthday, I'm just doing trips. And I tell my friends, hey, I'm gonna let y'all know, meet me there, you know, or don't, but I'm going. I'll not be here for my birthday. We can do something cute, but for my birthday, I'll be gone. I'll be somewhere. And even if it's just something small, like last year I went camping and it was pretty good. Like, I liked it. It was really enjoyable. I had no cell phone service. It was great. But yeah, so I'm traveling. I am going on vacation. Actually, when y'all hear this, I will be on a boat. Sorry, I don't want to scream into the microphone. I will be on a boat, okay? I don't even know what happened when this episode dropped. Hopefully, I think I'll still be able to post on social media. So I'll let y'all know on the Instagram, 20s.podcast, 20s with a Y, S.podcast. And hopefully we can, you know, boom, 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 boom. But if not, I will post something early on just to let y'all know, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But yes, whenever y'all hear this, I will be on a boat. Living my best life. I would have already been out there for some days. I would have probably been ready to come back home, honestly. Because last year, it's a family vacation. And last year we did a 7-day vacation. And I was like, on the 5th day, I was like, I mean, this is kind of too much. On the 5th day, I was like, I think I'm ready to go home. I said, Jesus, like, I haven't been in my own bed, my own shower. Like, don't get me wrong, the hotels is nice, the resorts are nice, but I want to go home. You know, Dorothy, click my heels, take me home. So yeah, I want to go home. But I mean, we'll see, because we have like different, I mean, we're going to be sleeping in the same bed every night, but we'll be in different, like, it's a cruise, okay? So we'll be in different, we stop at different ports. So we'll see. We'll see a little 1-2-1-2. I'm kind of scared about the water taxis. I heard those are a little much. My mom, when they went to Mexico sometime back, she got on one and it was just nauseous. And, you know, my stomach, I mean, we're cool, but I get car sick. Like, I don't throw up. 9 times out of 10, really 9.5 times out of 10, but there has been a time. And yeah, I'm going to be on vacation. I'm going to be drinking. So that also just takes up maybe like a lot of percentages. When you include that factor, I probably have not, you know, gone too far, maybe 6 times out of 10, maybe 5. So yeah, I'm going on vacation. Also, the second episode too, I'll also be on vacation again. Ugh, sorry, I'm doing a lot. And I deserve it. But that one is my birthday episode. It'll actually be on the day of my birthday. I don't know if I'm going to drop it on the day of my birthday. Because I'm going to have to record it early too, you know? Because I'm not going to record. Y'all think I'm going to record? I mean, I know I did that one time last year when we were in Mexico. And I did record. But I'm not doing it again. I'm not setting it up again. I mean, I don't know. If my girls could somehow convince me, but it probably will not happen. I mean, it won't be the episode that you'll hear on the birthday, even if I do it. But yes, that one is going to be a special dear episode to me. It'll be a little bit more personal, but I'm going to be talking about just what it feels like going into my second half of my 20s. I'm turning 25. And you know, I feel like I've been waiting for this. It's going to sound so cheesy right now. But 25, very monumental time. I mean, you are a quarter century. Okay? You have made it a good, like, you've lived a good little life at this point. And another part of your life is about to start. Especially if you're like, I guess, like me in the traditional quote unquote way of going to school right after high school and then like maybe do continuing education like I freaking did and getting a master's degree. You like on the back end, and like maybe you choose to continue on or maybe you can get a job and you work. You're finally in the work field. And I mean, I can get a job. I am still considering a third degree. We'll see, honestly. But I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I've been working. I've been in school. At this point, as I turn 25, I've been in school for 20 years. 2 decades. I'm ready to be done. So, yeah. So that, and just like you're entering that stage of life, maybe, not me, but maybe y'all got a husband or a fiance or somebody. Or you just settle into what you really want and you kind of figure out what you really want and just like, you know what you want. They say, you know, your brain is fully developed. And so you just, things just start clicking. And so, yeah. And I mean, that's kind of get into the kind of a little bit what we talk about today, but I'll talk about that a lot more in the episode after this. But I've been talking a lot. I just wanted to let y'all know. And it's also really early. Like, I'm recording this. It's in the 7 a.m. I woke up like an hour ago. Don't think I did this because of y'all. I mean, I love y'all, but I was supposed to record this last night, but I could not keep my eyes open. Like, I have dreamt. Like, I'm really not a late night person. I'm really not. But I'd be forcing it sometimes. I'd be like, let me not go to sleep until like 12 or 11. Like, I didn't, cause I think it's because like you done had a whole day of doing like responsibilities and then you're finally home and you want to like feel like you're sitting at home for like a few hours and not like 3 or 2. I want to be up for a few hours and enjoy my home. So that's kind of where I'd be coming from in my body. Like, it's like, girl, go to sleep. Like, shuts down. Like, eyes closed. It does not matter what I'm doing. And it's been getting a lot earlier now. Like, it's been happening at like 10:30, 11. And I mean, like, I've dreamt of this happening, but damn. I was trying to have a hot girl summer. I mean, I'm still going to have a hot girl summer. I'm going to just drink like a coffee or a Red Bull or something and we're going to be outside. Okay. So, I mean, meet me there. Beat me there. Okay. So, yeah. So, definitely all of that. Super excited for the next month. And then I'll be back in work mode, back in school. Ciao. That's why I'm doing the most. Okay. That's why I'm doing the absolute most. So, yeah. So, next on the agenda is just getting on y'all. Call to action. Doll check in. Everyone check in. Ratings and reviews. Okay. So if you have Apple Podcasts, if you listen on Spotify, I'm not sure if the other platforms have anything, but if you are on there and you see maybe a star or a review, go ahead and leave it there too. Go ahead. But especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, just leave a rating and review. Let us know what you think about the show, what you like. Go ahead and let me know what you don't like, honestly. Let's do it. All of that. Give me all of it. I want all of it. I want to smoke. So let me know that and just give us a rating, maybe a 5-star. This is what I say at my job, because they be having us do, well, my old job, because they be having us do surveys, and you're not really supposed to ask them to give you a 5-star, but like you can definitely word it in a way, you know? So I be handing them the little barcode, and I'd be like, if you appreciate your service, don't be afraid to give us 5 stars, as I'm sliding it across the counter. And like some of them, most of them be like, whatever. But you know, I made you laugh, so go ahead and do that. That was a, you know, what was the last thing you remembered as you were serviced? That. Give us a 5-star. So yeah, if you love the podcast, don't be afraid to give us 5 stars, especially on Spotify, because I don't think you can leave a review, but hit that rating. So yeah, make sure you're following us on the podcast at 20s.podcast. 20s is TWENTYS podcast with no S, and you'll see it pop up. But yeah, do that. And just see, I mean, I don't really post much besides the episodes. I haven't really gotten into the social media side of it. I'm going to be quite honest. Like, I don't even have to lie to y'all. Like, I be posting and going. Because I don't know what else to post. And like, maybe y'all can help me with that. What do y'all want to see? I don't know what to get into. I could talk about a lot of random stuff, but I feel like I have to relate it back to the episode. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm not an influencer, guys. And honestly, I just get this off because I want to get it off. I'm not a, you know, full-time podcaster. I would love to be one day. But I mean, I would obviously have to upgrade in a lot of different stuff. And like, just, I would need a lot more support. You know, it couldn't just be me. But yeah. And so until I get that professional support, I got y'all. Okay, so we're just going to write it out. But yeah, so follow the page and just keep in touch with when the episodes post, what the episodes are about. I post the sneak peeks on there. So follow that. And I guess I never told y'all what we're talking about, but I guess I'll tell y'all later when we start. Okay. But yeah, don't forget to tell a friend so that we can all be friends. But let's get into it.
Yeah, get into it.
Okay, so today, although I guess when this post, it's definitely gonna be like June. It's gonna be like the first, like June 2nd. Yeah. So when this post is gonna be June 2nd, but we'll be writing off of Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think that this topic is important for that, because honestly, without this, you can't really start your journey. And if there's anything that I can do on this podcast, because this podcast, I mean, we just talk about the 20s and stuff, but as y'all know, I'm also in school to become a therapist. So a lot of my stuff kind of rides back off of that. A lot of mental health, just based kind of conversations. This is in no way, you know, to replace therapy and professional guidance. But this is just the first thing that honestly, when you go sit with a therapist, that is going to be kind of addressed, and it's going to look, come out in different ways. But it's important. It's important. So today we're going to talk about accountability. Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't run now. Don't turn off the podcast. We're talking about accountability. And accountability can be a really, like, I feel like a sticky topic, maybe. I don't know. It depends on where you are. It depends on where you are in your journey. Because, and I think that accountability is something that you definitely approach in your 20s in a way that is like, because we're obviously trying to figure out our lives. We're trying to create income, create careers, create families, all of that. And at some point you have to kind of look at yourself in the mirror and kind of be like, all right, girl, let's get this boom, boom, boom. And, you know, hold yourself accountable in different ways, in different many ways. And because accountability can be applied to so many different situations in life. But yeah, so accountability, I mean, if you don't know what it is. Accountability is just, you know, taking responsibility for your actions, for what you do, what you say. And here the key word of you, because accountability, you can hold somebody else accountable to something. Like, for example, as I have grown, and because, you know, when you're younger and you just going to school, your friends come from like proximity. They come from because you was in school with them, or maybe your family friends, but they're all from proximity, like your friends, because y'all go to school together. And like, of course you have to like them, because I mean I didn't like some people in elementary school, so of course you have to like them. But after a certain time, let's say now you're growing up, you're going to college, you're going to different schools, high schools, whatever, that proximity now is taken away. So the relationship is kind of like, okay, what else do we have here? Like, what's up? Like, what else do we have? And so I think for me, especially going through a really tough year last year, I was just kind of like, a lot of y'all, like, y'all got to show up in a certain type of way. Because honestly, I feel like you can't control what anybody else does. But you can definitely say, hey, this is how I expect a friend in my life to show up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because you have the right to pick and choose who gets to be in your life. And, you know, I guess, I mean, I don't know where I stand on the whole everyone deserves an explanation thing. Because I don't know. But it's mature to like, because people are going to be like, oh, why you cut me off or whatever. But it's like, we're not aligned anymore. We're just not aligned anymore. Like, and that's fine. Like, seasons are for, like, people just need to realize people are for seasons. And once you, like, internalize that, like, it's not a beef thing. It's not anything to be like, oh, you have to talk bad about them. But it's just kind of like, okay, we experience our time. I can be sad about us separating, but it was a good time. Like, I'm glad it happened. It shaped me in some way, and I wish you well. Shoot. Go fly. I mean, so yeah. So it's kind of like, I was like, how to hold people accountable when it came to like, y'all got to show up. Because I can't keep putting my energy in something that I'm not thinking is beneficial to me, honestly. And life has to be a little bit selfish. Like, selfish is not really a bad word. Like, it has to balance it out. You have to be a little bit selfish in certain degrees, because ultimately you have to take care of yourself. First and foremost, because you can't pour into nobody with an empty glass. Come on now. So, yeah. So, you can definitely hold others accountable, but you can never control what they do. If they so choose to not pull up, then you got to make that choice, whatever that choice may be. You got to say, okay, well, I guess I'll deal with this. Or be like, I guess we just not going to rock. Like, simple as that. Yeah. But ultimately, accountability is solely you when it comes to your actions and everything. Like, yeah, we'll get into that. I didn't want to get right into y'all. Boom, 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 boom. So, I, of course, did my little research to see if there's anything on the internet, up the web, that, you know, could add to our discussion. And I actually found a really interesting thing. It is from Harley Therapy Counseling blog. You know, my people. And so it's just talking about accountability. And so it kind of talks about different ways that lack of accountability shows up. Okay. So as I was reading this, honestly, it's going to come for all of us, because I think I've learned accountability, but I'm still, you know, I'm not fully there yet, but I'm able to recognize it. I'm able to say, hey, this needs to happen, and then I need to do it. If I do it, I may not, you know, I'm still learning. Okay, I'm still learning. So we're here together. So the first thing that they said about pretty much sabotaging your accountability is justifying your behaviors. And that is just kind of like, just being kind of like, for example, sometimes. I don't think I'm a late person. Actually, I'm very timely, half and half. But let's say you're running late. And it's funny, I was listening to another podcast, Unpack and Bounce Back by Raina Biddy and Sky and Townhound. So, love them. But they're basically saying, like, with people being on time, like, some people don't care. Some people just show up and it's like, that's somebody else's, like, time, you know, that you're kind of being rude on. And then they come in and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I woke up late. I was running the traffic, like, boom, 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 boom. You know, you're making kind of excuses, or you're just kind of like, well, I had a really bad night last night, so I, you know, had a rough morning and I just couldn't get up. And you're kind of like justifying your behaviors. And it's kind of like, okay, well, you're late. Like, I don't really care what's happening. You're still late. Like, traffic is always there in the morning. Like, you know, set to, like, you know, just be responsible for your actions. You're justifying it. You just kind of be like, my bad. Like, I'm late. And so it kind of is like some cognitive dissonance. So pretty much like what you think is real and what's actually real. And it's usually because you're just trying to protect your own self-image, in a sense. And so you got to watch out for things like softening the facts of the situation, maybe claiming partial responsibility, but not all. And I mean, like, it depends what the situation is. 'Cause I know when it comes to people, like, everyone kind of plays a part in the situation. And that's important as well, because you got to also see in those situations, like, okay, am I doing something that is, like, continuing this cycle? You know, especially if the same thing keeps happening to you and you keep blaming this, you keep blaming that. And it's like, okay, but what could you be doing that may keep welcoming this into your life? Okay, so also referring to a past situation that is at fault. Now, the easiest way I could explain that one is, and I'm not gonna even say the demographic, because I don't want y'all coming for me, but a certain group of people on this earth who blame their high school or elementary school significant other for breaking their heart, and that is why they move the way that they move today, y'all need to stop. Accountability. Stop blaming that 12-year-old girl, okay? Because she didn't know better and you didn't know better either. And she's probably somewhere flourishing and you're just over here wrecking havoc. And just referring to past experiences is like bringing it into your current experience and looking at your current experience with these foggy glasses based off what happened to you in the past. And whether it's an experience, it's a person, like, they don't deserve that. And so you got to go back to that thing and really, like, maybe something that you got to heal from. I don't know, but you can't blame past experiences for how you acting right now. And, you know, maybe focusing on something smaller and being like, oh, that's what's going on. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And of course, like, comparing yourself to, like, other people who also not doing nothing, like, okay, well, they also, okay, but we not talking about them. When we get to them, we gonna handle it, but we talking about you, okay? So don't divert the situation. So then also things like talking yourself out of things. So, like, I know I'm really guilty of this. I'm really guilty of this, and this could look like things that come from, like, maybe doubt, fear, maybe lower self-esteem. You know, I mean, we're human, okay? If I'm saying I mean, everyone kind of suffers from a little bit of lower self-esteem at some point, and a lack of confidence in just, like, your ability to do things or, like, just things in general. So, like, for example, this could be, like, you say you want to go out more. Maybe you said you were going to go to lunch or something with a coworker, whoever. You want to meet people. And, like, when it comes down to it, you're like, you know, I really want to do this, but, like, man, I'm just so tired and it's so much work to get over there and I got things to do and, oh my goodness, like, it just seems like a lot and whatever. You're just kind of talking yourself out of it, making it seem like, but there's this going on and this needs to happen. And honestly, with that, if you, your mind can do a lot of different things, and they can tell you a lot of different things. But the best way to do this is just plan accordingly. Like, this is something that may just take an hour and a half of your time. And we always make so much excuses like, oh my God, I have hours of stuff to do. Like, I just really have to plan accordingly. And especially if you knew about this ahead of time, girl, let's go. And I'm talking to myself, but I've been talking to myself out of so much, especially things that you've just been committed to. Like, you know, you got to realize you're the only person holding yourself back. Like, I want to go back to school, but you know this, or I really do want to like change my life around and do this and whatever. And it's like, you know, in these situations, nobody else can really do anything for that but you. So you have to hold yourself accountable, because you're going to be the one that's going to have to do the work. And it's not easy. A lot of this is not easy. Like, we're talking about this, and like when people talk about, oh my God, I've already, like, it's helped me so much, I've reached this stage of life. Like, yes, when they reach that stage, it's glorious and they want to talk about how amazing it is and everything, but it's because they went through that work and they're like, I'm off like the moon. Like, I am just over the edge, because I feel so great, because I really went through people go through the trenches to get to where they are, to where they're so like enlightened and like positive and happy, and you're like, how the hell did you get here? And it's like, girl, I wasn't always here. I used to be opposite of this, but I had to go through that to get here. So definitely being committed and being accountable to the thing that you got to do to get to where you want to be. And then another way of holding yourself accountable, and this is, this may be a little harsh to some people, but like it's definitely needed, because, and this is to disclaim, like, definitely in certain situations you have to feel your emotions, you have to, you know, feel good about just not feel good, but like just process your emotions, and so you can do that, but you can't live in them, of course. So pretty much the third part about like not holding yourself accountable is like playing like the poor me soundtrack. And I know it's like so rude. it's really a thing. And especially like if you believe in the law of attraction and stuff like that, talking about your situation and yourself and like those terminologies, it kind of attracts that to you more. You're saying, oh my God, I'm this, I'm that, or I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that, and you're just kind of like living in this despair. You're only attracting those type of things into your life. If you're just kind of like, oh my God, and this is also like a victim kind of thing, a victim mindset where you're just kind of like, nobody understands. And like it could be true that maybe not a majority of people understand you, but it's like you also have to kind of hold yourself accountable of trying to give people that understanding in a way, and that could look like different ways of like maybe figuring out how to communicate that, figuring out how to show that to people. And it's just kind of like, you know, maybe blaming other people or just being like, what was me? Like, life is just so like, life is hard, girl. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'd be like, my life is so hard. Like, you don't understand. Like, I know, like, everyone's pretty much going through things that just, you know, I'm not the type of person that can pretend on social media. Like, you're just not finna see me on social media. Like, I haven't posted in so long. Like, girl, I haven't taken pictures in so long. And like, people just be, and like, you'll be think like, oh, they're just living their life. They just, everything for them is so great. But it's like, no, that's just what you're seeing. So it's just like, being like, woe is me. And then, it's pretty much just like, everything bad just happens to me. And then just leaving the responsibility to the situation. And, you know, the reality of it is that sometimes bad things happen to good people. It sucks, but sometimes that happens. And it's just our responsibility to figure out how we're going to pick ourselves up and move forward and, you know, not start blaming everything else. So that's definitely a way to kind of take some type of accountability. And why is that even important? Why is it important? So the benefits of accountability is pretty much, one, you have more self-worth. Because like holding other people accountable or situations, like other people can kind of see what needs to be held accountable. But like when it comes to holding yourself accountable, the only person that really knows about this or really is watching is yourself. And it's kind of like, it's your self-worth at that point. It's kind of, it's because obviously you want to be like, I want to make sure I'm doing things that I need to do. And you don't want to be like, I know I need to do this, but I'm not. It's going to kind of cause this riffraff in your own like mental state. So it definitely makes you feel like you have more self-worth. And I mean, you do. And so the next thing would be you take more action, like you're more willing to actually put things into motion. So that's like talking about things, but not like getting to do them and not like really being about what you say. But it's, you take more action. You're like, you know what? I'm going to do this. This is what I want to do. And then once you achieve that, you know, it kind of fuels you a little bit more. You feel good. It's like working out. Once you see a little bit of results, you're like, girl, let me keep doing this because how much better can I get? Show me how good it gets. So you take more action. Other people trust you more because they see you pretty much saying, or let's say you're talking about things that you want to do or things maybe have gone wrong in a situation. So things that you want to do and they see you going after it. You know, you said you wanted to get in shape. You're working out. You said you wanted to get a better job. You're applying. You're interviewing. You said you wanted to leave unhealthy habits and relationships in the past and look at you changing how you approach and how you do things and stepping out of situations that don't serve you. All of that. People can see that. Especially when, let's say, in a situation where there can be blame placed on people and you take responsibility maybe for what your part is in that situation, they're like, you know what, I could rock with her because she really, you know, is real. She takes part for what she put into it. And so people can see that, people can appreciate that. And so it just learns them to trust you more in a sense. And it also helps you to trust yourself because like I said, when it's, you're thinking like, oh, I know I need to do this, I need to do that. You're also relying on yourself to get what needs to be done. And I know I hear a lot of people like, you know, I self-sabotage a lot or I just don't do certain things. And it is a thing. And it's not to say, like, for example, if this is like maybe a symptom of a mental health issue, it does get in the way sometimes. And it's like you have to go through certain, you know, skills and steps to kind of like guide that through. So it can definitely make accountability hard. But trusting yourself, it definitely helps you just trust yourself more and to know how you will react in a situation, especially when things may go badly, to know what you're going to do, what you're going to say. So it definitely helps you do that and improve your relationships just off of, you know, people trusting you more and people relating to you. And just, I mean, I feel like when you hold yourself accountable, people around you like start holding themselves accountable. And so it kind of helps just the cohesiveness of the group, I believe. Different ways that you can definitely work on holding yourself accountable is pretty much looking at what your values are, figuring out what that is. And I think that's something that happens also in your 20s. As you're growing older, you're experiencing more situations. Your values are definitely shaping themselves and definitely solidifying. And you're able to say, you know, I believe in this. And like, because sometimes they like teeter for some years. Because I know I was kind of like, this is how I kind of feel about it. But like, I'm not like that. I don't really put too much action into it in my life. Like I'll probably, maybe I'll be around it or I'll do it, but it's like, I know how I feel about it, but I'm just going to ignore it. And it's kind of like just keeping your eyes on your values and like now implementing that in your action and your everyday life and your interactions. I guess a way to figure out your value system, because sometimes you think about, because values are subjective. Let me just say that. Like, this, of course, there's social norms and values and stuff like that, but your values are yours. And some people may disagree. Some people may agree. Some people may not know what the hell you're talking about and might need you to explain further. But your values are your own. And I think the easiest way to figure out your values, because like some things they say that you should quote unquote value and you may not, honestly. And I always I think the easiest way is to figure out how it makes you feel. Like when you think about it, when you think about implementing or acting in that value, how does it make you feel? Because if you're to have a said value that you just, it doesn't make you feel good at all, I don't think that's maybe your value. You know what I'm saying? So looking at that and pretty much narrowing what you really want your life to look like, because honestly, there's so many different paths of life. Like I think people don't understand that. There's so many different paths of life outside of the traditional way of just doing things, of just the, this is what you do, this is how the order you do it in, this is who you do it with. So it's very, there's so many different paths that you can follow. And I think people need to, be open to that. Another thing would be to work on recognizing and changing like your limiting beliefs. And y'all know there's no limit to my limits here, okay? Because nothing is impossible for me. And I wholeheartedly hold on to that mindset. If I so wanted to become a skydiver tomorrow, baby, I'm gonna look up classes. Like you could try everything once. You could try everything once. The worst thing that you could do is just fail. I mean, that's not even the worst. Shoot. So, you know, changing your limiting beliefs. This comes with like self-sabotage. You know, did you say that you were going to do something and your girlfriend hit you up for drinks and you just said, you know what? I can go out for drinks. And then you come back at, because the night may have gone a little late. Or maybe, let me use my example. Or something. I don't know what specific example or day this was, but I know this has happened in my life once or twice. You go to brunch with the girls, and you have said, okay, I'm going to leave at like 5. Okay, 4. Y'all probably like brunch, 4 or 5. Girl, in Texas, we do brunch all day. I mean, it's Sunday fun day. We do brunch to start, and then the day starts. So you go to brunch and then they're like, girl, we about to go to Clutch. And I'm going to say the establishment because they have multiple locations. So actually, y'all know where I live. Whatever. We about to go to Clutch, you know, and you're like, I did say I was leaving at 5. I don't want to. It's been a good time. I have like a few mimosas in me. It is not due until 11:59. I can go and I can leave at like 8. I'ma go. Cause you know, at that point, your girls also, y'all gotta hold your friends accountable. Cause sometimes your girls be like, cause you know, we probably all little tips. They're probably like, come on, girl, come on. You know, you wanna come, you know, the boys gonna beat up, they gonna be in the section, you know. But you know, Sunday fun day stuff. So yeah, and you're just kind of like, I guess I'll go. You just broke a little bit of accountability for yourself. Maybe you can bring yourself back, right? Maybe you can bring yourself back. And then it's 8 p.m. starts rolling around. And let's say you done found the bottle poppers, okay? And they have another after play. And now you're like, oh, my God. Look at this experience. Look at what I just got. It could be a really good night. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't go out that often, girl. 8 o'clock, 11:59. Yeah. And at that point, you may like, I can go for like an hour or two. And then they start BSing and y'all don't go to the club for the 3 hours. It's just too much. And at that point, you maybe have self-sabotaged yourself. Or let's say you wanted to call. I do this a lot. I definitely do this a lot. You wanted to call a job lead or call an establishment to get something done, and you've been saying for days that you would, and you don't, and you wait till like the last minute when you realize, oh crap, if I don't do it now, something's gonna change. Yeah, I'd be doing that. That's definitely not holding yourself accountable. And so it's just thinking about these beliefs, and this could also stem from like earlier experiences that kind of created maybe a bias that maybe like, maybe I'm not worthy of good things. And then you like unconsciously kind of like make decisions that prove that to be true to you. And it's like, it's unconscious. So when you operate and think something in a mindset, you pretty much act in that mindset. And it's funny, I was in a, socioeconomic class for undergrad, and it was pretty much talking about like there's actually like a poverty mindset. Like people who experience poverty kind of had this mindset of like, you know, I don't really deserve those things, or like it's not going to get better. And the mindset creates kind of like a cycle, and they just live in that cycle. So it's interesting. And the next thing for accountability would be, you know, don't underpromise or overdeliver. Like, make sure you're aware of what it is that you can do. That way you can hold yourself accountable to that. You know, be smart. Make achievable goals, achievable promises. And just, you know, keep it cool. Keep it cool. Nothing too much. Oh, God. I hope y'all could not hear that. It's like some big body engine that always goes to work in the morning in my parking garage. But yeah, so all of that with accountability, it was a little bit of information, but it's important. It's important. It's something that you have to definitely get to, because it's the first step to really attacking your issues, really attacking like what it is that I did in this situation to really attribute this. And like one of the big ways that I can kind of apply this in, honestly, is relationships. Because a lot of the times we're like, they did this to me and they said this and they boom, boom, boom. But did you talk about how you cussed them out? Just kidding. But like, everyone kind of attributes to a situation. It's kind of never just one person, unfortunately, because I would wish. I mean, unless they like dogged you out, like, and if they put their hands on you, they wrong. Period. But yeah. But no, it's a lot. It's definitely something that you have to kind of confront. It's not easy. It may be a little bit scary. It may be a little bit like sad to be like, damn, like I have been doing this. I have been putting this type of energy into this situation that has been breeding these results that I've been so bent up about. But it's like, I could have been changed this if I just took a step back and confronted this with myself. If I just dealt with it and I wasn't trying to push the blame and point fingers, maybe see what I needed to do, because I can't control what they do. And maybe the most easiest thing of the accountability situation, I have to take myself out of the situation. Maybe that's what I just need to do. That's being accountable. So yeah, I don't want to get on a soapbox because I've ran it pretty long. So love y'all though. Thank y'all so much for listening. If you've made it this far, go to the Instagram page and comment bubbles on the Instagram post, and I'll see you when I get off the cruise, you know. But yeah, definitely leave your ratings and reviews. Don't forget to tell a friend so we can all be friends. Wish me happy birthday, 25. Yep. Yeah, super excited. Love y'all. I will talk to y'all later, and make sure y'all do what you need to do. Bye.